Well, the third week of June brought in a mixed performance as far as the markets were concerned. We saw losses, big losses, to start the week on Monday and to close the week on Friday. But we only had two trading sessions in between, Tuesday and Wednesday, which saw the markets trade with some pretty good gains. Again, we continue to see wheat supported because of issues down in the southern plains with harvest, as rain has delayed their harvest and is starting to cause some quality issues. Corn continues to be under pressure, mainly because of the expectation that we're going to see large deliveries, as a lot of basis fixed, future fixed contracts are coming due here in the very short period of time for corn, and that likely will result in a massive amount of corn coming to the marketplace. Soybeans continue to be in a tug of war between what's going on with the bean oil and the renewable fuels, as well as poor demand, as we're still fighting to try to figure out where some of these tariffs and trade deals could come into play. But we're also looking at a new war that is escalating in the Middle East, which is causing a little bit of concerns as well, as now we've got wars in two of the major wheat fronts, the one production area in the Black Sea, one consumption area, which is in the Middle East. We'll see how that all plays out here over the next couple of weeks. But that escalation in the Middle East will continue to be a major thing that the market watches. Right now, the market is going to be focusing on the crop progress report that's going to come out on Monday and next week's planted acreage and quarterly grain stocks estimates. Those are going to be the two big things that this market is going to watch the last week of trading for June.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.